You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, thrilled to have you here for another epic debate. This is going to be a juicy one, a controversial one, folks. It's one that we have thought, should we do this? We've thought about this for a long time. We take it very seriously, and we decided, hey, to be consistent with our philosophy, we're going to have this topic. And so, I want to let you know, though, if it's your first time here, consider hitting that subscribe button if you like controversial debates, as we have many more to come. And want to let you know, no matter what walk of life you were from, Christian, atheist, vaxxer, anti-vaxxer, you name it, we hope you feel welcome, and we are glad that you are here. We are thrilled to let you know that our guests are linked in the description, so that way, if you'd like to hear more, you can hear more from them. And also want to let you know, we really do appreciate our guests being with us tonight. We think it's going to be a lot of fun. And so a lot of you have seen Alex, or Conspiracy Castle, as he also goes by. He is on the left side of your screen. Welcome back, Alex. It's been a while.
James, it's always a pleasure. And they also call me Primetime 99 Alex Stein because I'm on the grind all the time. And I have to say, it's always an honor to come here in front of your audience. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that disagree. But, you know, I go against the mainstream agenda because the mainstream agenda is a lie. They want to keep you feeling insignificant, and they want to puncture you with needles full of aborted fetal cells. And you think I'm joking, but I'm not joking. So we got a lot to talk about tonight.
You got it. Well, thank you very much, Alex. We will kick it over. For the first time, Jordan is with us. He is at the YouTube channel, and the Jord said, we really appreciate you being with us, Jordan. Thanks so much for spending your time with us. I think, are you able to hear me?
Jordan!
This is some sort of tasteless joke, Jordan. Okay, no, it's all right. He'll be back in a second. My guess is can you hear us, Jordan?
Jordan! He was just dealing with it. OMG.com.
No problem. It's all right. We thought we had a technical issue sorted out before we got started, but it looks like it's back. However, we will take this opportunity to let you know, if you had not already known, we are excited to let you know that we are actually on podcasts. So if you enjoy podcasts, do want to let you know, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast apps. That includes the Google Podcast app, if you happen to enjoy Google Podcasts, as well as many others. And so we hope you enjoy that. And I'm going to keep an eye just to be sure if I see Jordan in the Zoom trying to re-enter. Here he is. Want to let you know as well, folks, there will be a lot of triggering tonight. It's true. We want to let you know, a disclaimer.
We don't mean to trigger it, James. We're just going to have a fun debate. It's not that serious. It's not that big a deal. You know, we're talking about some serious stuff, but we're having fun.
Glad to have you back, Jordan.
I'm so sorry about that. I actually had to switch to my other computer because my high-tech computer is not using anything. And the debate is in the background. I'm sorry about that, guys.
No problem. Everything is good. We are stoked to have you back. We're just letting people know, have to let you know, folks, there will be some debates. You'll probably be offended. Even I'm offended once in a while. This is like the 500th debate. And once in a while, I'm kind of like, yeah, I see how that's offensive. So want to let you know, it's not for the faint of heart. This is not your grandma's YouTube debate channel, Alex. So with that, we're very excited. Jord, thanks so much for being with us. It's a pleasure to have
you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And with that, very excited, folks. We're going to get the ball rolling. I'm going to kick it over to Alex, a.k.a. Conspiracy Castle. He's got 10 minutes for his opening. The floor is all yours, Alex.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my screen. So let me start. It's 8:15. I got 10 minutes. The floor starts now. Oh, I don't have my pen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, let me welcome you to a terrible, terrible story. And that story is about an evil villain called Big Pharma. What is Big Pharma, you say? Big Pharma is a company that makes money by sticking needles in babies. What? No, they don't. Who would want to stick a bunch of needles into babies? Well, you know who wants to do that? A bunch of these get-rich-quick big pharmaceutical companies that are protected by a thing called the Vaccine Injury Fund. Yes, that's right. And for lack of a better word, let me say that correctly, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, or the NVICP. Now, what the NVICP is, that is the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and that is developed for people that get injured by vaccines. And the reason they had to develop the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program is because these, and I can show you this just so I can fact check you, these huge pharmaceutical companies said themselves, if they were not protected by this program, that they would go out of business due to all of the liability from the constant litigation that is caused by their vaccines. So they created the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program so that these huge pharmaceutical companies can stay in business while also poisoning your children with aborted fetal cells. And you say, Alex, aborted fetal cells? No, what is that? What is aborted fetal cells? Well, guys, let me just tell you a few of the ingredients that are in these so-called vaccines that are better for your health than, you know, God's green earth. You got polysorbate 80 and 20, aluminum, latex rubber, formaldehyde, aborted fetal cells. And now this is the main one. This is the main one. And this is for this is to preserve it. The preservative itself, thermosol, aka mercury, guys. And guess what? For these pharmaceutical companies, mercury is never in retrograde. They got it on deck, dude. They got it on tap because they're putting mercury in your baby. And you say, Alex, what are you talking about? Well, guys, there's a great documentary by Del Bigtree called Vax. And now what Vax did is Vax followed the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. And what was such a big deal about the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is that it was a triple scheduled shot. So they put three shots into one. Before that, children would take the shots individually. Now, individually, there was never a correlation with autism. But once they put the shots together, there was a correlation of autism. As a matter of fact, and I can show you, there's a Time article. So if you guys, you know, anybody that wants to debate me or fact check me, I can show you all the Time articles and all this. So basically, now I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? The pharmaceutical companies, let me pull up the time. The CDC had to cover up the link of the MMR vaccines because of the triple shots had a huge correlation with autism in children that got it from 12 to 15 months. And that was the actual scheduled shot time of the schedule on the insert of the vaccine. And they can prove they had to cover it up. A whistleblower actually said the CDC was committing fraud by covering this up. So if you guys think that these vaccines are healthy for you, then why do they have to cover up real data? They can't even give us the real data. And then the real data they do give us, they say, hey, guys, well, we have a thing called the Vaccine Injury Program so that when we do injure you, we're going to have a fund that's going to pay for it because we can't afford to do it. And you know who pays for the Vaccine Injury Fund? The United States of America. That is right. And so you're going to say, oh, Alex, but vaccines got rid of polio. Actually, that is not true. The CDC on their own website admitted that they used, let me say this, this word's very hard to say. It is a cancer-causing virus from, in order to grow large quantities of the polio virus, scientists needed to use rhesus monkey kidney cells, which carried many different viruses. As a result, their polio vaccine became contaminated with cancer-causing virus carried by these monkeys. This vaccine is given to almost 100 million people. So the CDC does not have your best interest. You think these people have every single thing figured out? It's insane. Why would you puncture a healthy person with the virus? It doesn't make sense. And if you want to get into the science of it, which I'm not a scientist, I'll never claim to be, but if you were to get a needle and puncture anything in your skin, your body will naturally create antibodies. So when you're thinking about the future, that they're going to rush out a vaccine for the coronavirus or COVID, for whatever you want to call it, the Wu flu, the China flu. Yeah, they've had a flu vaccine for 80 years, and they've never eradicated the flu with the flu vaccine. So you're going to go out and you're going to take a vaccine that's been tested less than 6 months by a company that is protected if they injure you by this vaccine? So who has any liability? Guess what? You, the consumer, you carry all the risk. So if you tell me these vaccines are safe and effective, then why aren't they 100% safe? If they were 100% safe, they wouldn't have to put in these regulations or measures to protect themselves. So if you're going to talk about, let's say in the future, a mandatory vaccine in order for me to travel or in order for me to go to a concert, which they are talking about, that is outrageous. That is done on purpose to manipulate us, to lock us in a private prison, because what they want to do is they want to vaccinate all of us. And I know I don't want to get too woo-woo on here, but there could be some huge repercussions for the upcoming vaccines. What they're planning, and this is speculation, that there could possibly be aluminum in the upcoming vaccine. And allegedly this vaccine, if you were to get near technology, the 5G is the same technology the military uses as cryo disbursement technology, that it would somehow be able to react with the aluminum in these vaccines, if so facto, causing damage to your cells in your body. So I'm not saying that's 100% true, but that's speculative. There's a lot going on with this. When you go to CVS and they say, hey, if you get this vaccine, I'm going to give you a free $15 gift card, something's going on. Why are you paying me to take this vaccine? It doesn't make sense. They're doing that because they want to make you sick. When you take the vaccine, you are putting the poison in your body, because Big Pharma does not make money from healing you from this illness. They make money from keeping you sick. So what it comes down to is you have to have trust in Big Pharma, which I do not trust Big Pharma, because in this situation, in all vaccines, they are protected. And that protection through the National Vaccine Injury Protection Act gives them no liability. So they are not going to make the same decisions that I would make as the consumer, because they don't have any of the repercussions. They make all the money. They give me all the aborted fetal cells. And you say, Alex, why do they need aborted fetal cells? Well, this is why these companies are pushing for late-term abortion, because they want to take the cultured cells of these aborted babies, and they actually want to grow the vaccine and grow the cultured cells on the aborted fetal cells, so that the DNA will go in your body and your body will be able to absorb it, for lack of a better word. So guys, that's why it is so sick when you look at the satanic occultic side of vaccines. Not only does it want to kill your baby, because sudden infant death syndrome was not even a thing. And that you can see it on any chart. Sudden infant death syndrome has only gone up since the vaccine schedule has gone up. Autism in 1983, I have this stat right here. Autism in 1983 was 1 in 10,000 babies. Autism in 2013 is 1 in 88 babies. And I'm not trying to be funny or silly, because I'm a funny or silly guy, but I go to the park, I exercise every day, and the amount of disabled children that I see breaks my heart. The amount of autistic children that I see at the park are a lot different than when I was a young kid and I used to go to that park. And there is a correlation. So yes, I like to joke around, I like to goof around, but let me tell you something. These people are protected. When your child gets injured by these vaccines, these huge fat cats at the pharmaceutical companies don't pay the price. We, the taxpayers, pay the price. This is an evil, corrupt system. This is an evil, corrupt world. You might think that everything is lollipops and candy canes, but it's not. These are aborted fetal cells going into your babies, and they're done mandatory. You can't go to school without this stuff. So yes, will I say the majority of person that gets a vaccine probably doesn't get injured? But for the people that do, for the billions of dollars that are paid out in a Vaccine Injury Protection Act, how could you make something mandatory that has the ability, the possibility, even if it's 0.1%, you shut down the whole world for a virus with a 99.9% survival rate, but you're going to make me get a vaccine with a much deadlier rate than that? No way whatsoever.
Thanks so much. From Conspiracy Castle, we'll switch it over to Jordan. Thanks so much for being here with us, Jordan. The floor is all yours.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Ann the George said, but you can call me the George. Thank you, James, for having me, and thank you, Alex, for coming. I'm not going to look at the camera for this because I have to read my script. I have a horrible memory. Sorry. All right. Vaccines, along with modern medicine, are responsible for the lowest infant mortality rate in human history, the greatest life expectancy in human history, the eradication of polio in most developed nations, the near eradication of measles, mumps, and rubella, and the absolute eradication of smallpox, along with other benefits. Despite this, there are people like my interlocutor here who believe the vaccines are somehow harmful or ineffective. Now, I don't know what exactly Alex believes, but I know he doesn't understand how vaccines work, so I'll explain. Very, very basically, your immune system isn't perfect. It learns as it experiences diseases. When you get sick, your body's immune cells recognize antigens or unrecognized foreign substances which trigger an immune response. These immune cells remember those antigens so that if they are experienced again, they can be dealt with swiftly and effectively. Once your body understands how to recognize and defeat an antigen before you come sick, that's considered immunity. The obvious flaw in this design is that people must get sick before they gain immunity. This isn't ideal. How can you experience a germ with a 30% mortality rate or a disease which left tens of thousands crippled every single year safely? The answer? Vaccinations. By injecting enough of the antigen to mimic an infection, along with an adjuvant to help kickstart the immune process, vaccines effectively trick your immune system into believing you have encountered the germ in question, and they begin building those immunities one would only otherwise build after contracting the illness, thereby protecting untold numbers, saving no doubt millions of lives, and reducing the infant mortality rate from 40% in the 1900s to 2.9% today. Now, doing research on Alex, I came across his talk with Lorraine Day, a former trauma surgeon. In this discussion, the topic of vaccines came up a few times, once where Day stated plainly that vaccines don't work. Alex, you agreed to that sentiment and seemed to be elated to hear her say those words, so I hope to see evidence presented for that tonight. I want to know exactly how vaccines are ineffective. Then I want to see your explanation for the rapid decrease in childhood mortality. Then I need you to explain how smallpox, one of the most contagious diseases in human history, was wiped off of the face of the earth, and how polio has been nearly eradicated in Africa, because it has been nearly eradicated in Africa. In this same discussion, you called vaccine theory a joke, asserting that if you inject anything into the body, like saline, won't it create antibodies? The answer is no. Many things can trigger an immune response, but not everything will. You need to be exposed to an antigen for the body's immune response to be triggered, and sometimes an adjuvant is needed to trigger that immune response. That's why there's a name for these things, adjuvants and antigens. They trigger immune responses. Not everything does. Next, you brought up aborted fetal cells and mercury, claiming that vaccines are bad because they contain both of them. This, as with all conspiracy theories, is misconstrued. The aborted fetal cells he refers to are a cluster of embryonic fibroblast cells obtained in the 60s, which have been used to grow the weakened viruses in the vaccines ever since. This is because, as it turns out, viruses that infect humans need to be in a human cell to survive for very long. You can argue the ethics of this until the cows come home, but as far as science is concerned, it works. And on to mercury. I'm sorry, did you drink any hydrogen today? Do you bake with sodium? Of course not. You drink water and you bake with baking soda. Just saying that vaccines contain mercury is the same as saying salt contains chlorine. Yeah, technically it does, but as any chemist will tell you, compounds that contain elements have different properties than the elements which make them up. This is literally chemistry 101. Thimerosal uses the organic compound ethyl mercury, which has a half-life of a few days, as opposed to its inorganic cousin methyl mercury, which can take weeks to dissipate. Now, even if we ignore this and pretend there is no difference between ethyl, methyl, and elemental mercury, sola dosis facit venenum, or the dose makes the poison. Flu vaccines generally contain 25 micrograms of thimerosal, which is about 50% mercury per dose. According to the CDC, the lethal dose of mercury is somewhere around 200 milligrams, and adverse health effects begin at 40 milligrams. Flu shots contain 0.00625% of the lethal dose of mercury and 0.03125% of the dosage which would cause harm. This line of reasoning can also explain away fears of formaldehyde and other scary-sounding chemicals. There's just not enough of the chemical in question to cause harm. And all of that being said, that lethal dose is of methylmercury, which accumulates in the body and can be extremely dangerous, not ethylmercury, which I have established is excreted by your gut. Alex, if you'd like to assert that the levels of ethylmercury in flu shots are detrimental to the human body, present that evidence. Until then, I will dismiss your claims about mercury and vaccines with as much evidence as you use to present them. James?
Thanks.
That's my time. Oh, okay, so
thanks
let me repeat
so 2 seconds. Two seconds. What we're going to do, folks, is I forgot to mention at the start, if you happen to have a question, feel free to fire it into the old live chat. If you tag me with @ModernDayDebate, makes it easier for me to see every question. And want to let you know, Super Chat is also an option, in which case it'll bump your question to the top of the list. And if you'd like, you can make a comment using Super Chat, such as, for example, if you want to admire Alex's clever background there. Is very nice. So we do want to also let you know, if you are enjoying this video, if you so far you're like, it hasn't been a waste of my time, hit that like button, as that definitely helps us in the algorithm. We appreciate that. And Alex, the floor is all yours.
Okay, I just want to say one thing, Jordan, before you answer. I didn't hear you ever mention the vaccine injury fund and the billions of dollars they've paid to people that are injured by vaccines. And I also want to say, you can answer this too. And then you said there's a safe amount of mercury. There's actually no recommended safe amount of thimerosal. That's not a real thing. When you say that there's a safe amount of mercury, there's no safe amount of mercury to be injected.
I never said that there is a safe amount. That is just a flat out misconception of what I said. I said that the amounts of mercury in the vaccines are nowhere near what we consider harmful, what has been shown to be harmful. If you want to show that there are levels in the vaccines that can be harmful to the human body, you can present that evidence. If you don't have that evidence, quit saying that there are enough levels.
Well, if you say they're not harmful, wouldn't you say not harmful equals safe?
Just to be sure that, Jordan, you had enough time to answer that last question before they stack up.
And to say that something isn't harmful is to say that it would be safe, yes, but again, you misconstrued what I said. The levels that are in vaccines have not been shown to be harmful. If you want to show that there are harmful levels of mercury, you can present that evidence.
Well, my answer to that is any amount of mercury is harmful.
And present that evidence.
So you disagree. So you would say that any amount of mercury is not harmful?
I mean, I would, unless you can present evidence otherwise.
Hold on, we do have to let him answer, Alex.
Can you present evidence that the levels of mercury in vaccines are harmful?
Can
you
show that all levels of mercury is dangerous? That is a fact. That is a common understood thing, that all levels of methyl or ethyl mercury is dangerous for the human body.
As I said before,
you said not harmful. Sola
dosis facit.
Hold on one second. I promise we'll come right back to Alex just to hear.
Sola dosis facit veninum. This dates back to the early Latin philosophers. The dose makes the poison.
Proof. So I don't want the poison. I shouldn't have to have a mandatory poison put in. The dose makes a poison. So ipso facto, I shouldn't have to be mandatorily made to put poison in my body. So you're admitting that a vaccine's poison. You're admitting that the vaccine's poison.
You lost the debate.
Gentlemen.
Why don't you go drink?
Forgive me. Pardon my interruption. I've muted you guys. Pardon my doing that. I hate doing that because they do like the spotlight on you guys. However, just so this doesn't go off the rails too early. So let's just go back to, I think that Alex was accusing you of having admitted to conceding that this is poison of some kind, and so we'll give you a chance to respond.
Obviously, he doesn't understand the saying, the dose makes the poison. Alex, why don't you go drink 6 gallons of water right now? I'll tell you the answer. Because water poisoning is a thing. Why don't you go drink 6 kegs of beer right now? Because alcohol poisoning is a thing. You can take an amount of arsenic about this big and put it on your tongue and it'll kill you. You can take the same amount of cyanide and put it on your tongue and it won't. You may experience adverse health effects, but it's unlikely to kill you. The dose makes the poison means that if there is enough of a deadly substance, it will trigger that response. If there is not enough, you're shaking your head.
Okay, this is my question. Is there a safe amount of mercury?
Yes.
You're telling me no amount of ethyl or methyl mercury is healthy for your body. It is all.
Then present that evidence.
You have to go against common sense because you can't use common sense. You're trying to tell me that it's okay to have methyl and ethyl mercury in your body when it's common that mercury poison is a real thing. Is mercury poisoning a real thing?
Yes, okay. And water poisoning is a thing.
What's more common?
The dose makes the poison. Exactly.
Yeah, let me just tell you something. You're trying to compare water poisoning to vaccines, dude. They're at an ad hominem attack. They're not the same shit.
That is not ad hominem.
Whatever it is. I don't know the attack. I don't know what ad hominem is. What is that one?
All right, hold on a second. I hate to do this, but I got you on mute. So you reminded me, you know, I was just watching Alex Jones on Tim Pool. What was that, a night or two ago? We have Alex Jr. here with us. So, Alex, give 1 second. We'll kick it over to whatever. If you heard that, Jordan, we'll give you a chance to respond.
See, and the thing that is frankly baffling to me is that he said that alcohol poisoning and mercury poisoning are not the same thing. That is it's true, but the dose makes the poison. I can't say this any harder. It matters how much of a substance is in your body. Do you think that if I put a drop of mercury on my tongue, I was going to experience adverse health effects?
Yes, 100%.
Then explain to me how this is.
As soon as it touched any cells in your tongue, those cells that touch the mercury would be affected by it. Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so if I put mercury on my tongue, then whatever the mercury touches wouldn't be affected by it in my body.
I mean,
exactly.
If I put a drop of mercury on my tongue, I would experience adverse health.
Dude, it's not here to talk about mercury. Vaccines are unsafe. There's no safe amount of mercury. Let's go on to the next thing. There's no safe amount of mercury. You agree there is a safe amount of mercury? I say there's not. Let's go on to the next one.
I don't want to move on from this. I want to see your evidence to show that every single amount of mercury.
Where's your evidence?
Mercury thermometer, that I am going to experience some type of adverse health effects. I need to see that evidence before we continue on. Because if you don't have that evidence, then you have nothing on this topic and we can just move on. Do you have evidence or are you just going to rely on common sense?
Dude, it's common sense that mercury poisoning is bad.
And it's common sense that alcohol poisoning is a thing too.
I know, but
the dose makes the poison is also common sense.
They don't mandatory stick alcohol in you with a needle, do they? Does the government make you get a COVID alcohol
poisoning
shot? That's
not the point.
No, it doesn't. That is the point. It's a vaccine debate, dumbass. You're so triggered. We're going to have to restore order here.
So what we're going to do is we're going to cut it into 3-minute responses. And with that, we'll give Jordan 3 minutes to give a response to that charming speech from Alex.
I'm not even going to need 3 minutes. I'm going to need about 30 seconds to explain where he's going wrong. Your problem is you hear mercury and you think, oh, they told me not to mess with mercury when I was a kid. So stay away from mercury. Mercury is bad. You also heard formaldehyde. That's what they use to preserve dead things. That's bad. You understand these chemicals. Well, you think you understand these chemicals to be harmful, but you don't understand that dosage is a thing. If I take one little drop of cyanide and put it on my tongue,
I may experience some adverse health effects, but I'm not going to die. If I take a horse-sized pill this big and swallow it, I am going to be dead within the hour. The dose makes the poison. If you want to assert otherwise, present that evidence. Otherwise, we can move on.
All right, we'll kick it over to Alex Jr. for 3 minutes.
Alex Jr. Well, I would just like to assert that there is no safe amount of mercury. There's nobody that's even ever proved that there's a safe amount of mercury. But really, I'm not even worried about the mercury because we're here not to compare mercury to alcohol poisoning, because the government doesn't force you to get an alcohol poisoning vaccine in your body. But the government does force you to put mercury, which is a preservative, in vaccines in your body. So I don't like the forced vaccination by making your child have a forced schedule vaccination to go to school. So I shouldn't have to force my kid to be injected with alcohol poisoning either, with a needle. So I shouldn't have my kid to be injected with mercury poisoning. But there's one thing, I don't even care about the mercury anymore, because everybody knows that's bad. You can say that formaldehyde and mercury is safe. That's fine. You can die on that mountain. But I didn't ever see you. My question is, I'd like you to talk about the vaccine injury fund and the billions of dollars that it's paid out. If vaccines are so safe, why do they have a vaccine injury fund? And what's the point of the billions of dollars they've paid out? Did they just do that for kids that didn't get injured? Or did the kids actually get injured from the vaccines when the billions of dollars that they've paid out?
Well, see, I'd like to see your evidence of, well, I know the vaccine injury.
I'll pull up this. Let me pull it up.
I'd like to see the evidence that millions of dollars were paid out to kids who, I'm sorry, did you say,
can I share my screen?
Vaccinated or
yep.
Can I share? Here's my screen. Okay, so here's Wikipedia. I don't know if you call that good, but I don't know if you call this credible. Do you agree that Wikipedia is credible?
I mean, it can be depending on.
Okay, so this is compensation. I can't. Oh, which screen are you on? Do you see my screen?
Yep. I cannot see your screen at the moment.
Yeah, I can't either. Nice,
find it. There we are. Okay, yeah. I'm here.
Okay, so this is Wikipedia, and this says compensation. So here's the proof of the compensation you want. The following table shows the awards by main classes of vaccines made to victims in the years 2006 to 2017. This shows on an average 1.2 awards were made per million applications of vaccines. It also shows that multiple vaccines such as MMR do not have abnormal award rate. Well, so this is even the mainstream media, which I don't agree with it, but this is even going by yours. So total, so this would say right here, this is 4.2, as of October 19th, right here, $4.2 billion has been awarded. So if vaccines are so safe and effective, why do they have the Vaccine Protection Act? And why have they paid billions of dollars to people that were injured by these vaccines?
The simple answer to that is because immunodeficiency exists. There are kids who will get vaccinated and will have an adverse reaction to that. I am one of those kids. I have an immunodeficiency. This is why I wanted to talk to you on this subject. Vaccines do not work for me. That is something I've dealt with my entire
life. Oh, they worked. You got injured by it. It injured you. It worked. It did what they wanted.
Listen. I don't want you to try to tell me about my medical history. I know way more about it than you.
I can tell your vaccine.
Hold on. You do have to let him actually respond.
You can tell I was vaccinated, huh? Because I actually never was.
Vaccine injured. I can tell you vaccine injured.
I was never vaccinated. They realized my immunodeficiency because it is a problem in my family, and I fortunately was never vaccinated.
So what would have happened if you got vaccinated? What would have happened?
What would have happened? I am not completely sure on that, actually. I just know that pretty much they won't work.
So do you think it's good to have forced vaccines for people that have the same issue that you have?
Nobody would force somebody like me to get a vaccine, which is why I never got a vaccine in school.
Nobody would ever force you to get a vaccine.
Kids hated me on booster shots.
So you get to not take a vaccine, but I don't. How is that fair?
Because you're sick. Listen, we do have to let him finish. It's not that you don't get to get a vaccine. It's that I cannot get a vaccine. It's not that you are. It's not that I'm some sort of special exception that, oh my God, everybody's jealous of me because I have a disease which could kill me. If, like, cancer, all kinds of things are incredibly dangerous to me because of my immunodeficiency. You have a privilege to be able to be protected. If I encountered somebody with smallpox tomorrow, I would die.
if you encountered somebody with small, well, actually not smallpox, because we don't even give the smallpox vaccine because it's been eradicated because of vaccines.
Yes.
But if you came in contact with somebody with polio or measles or mumps, you wouldn't get it. If I did, I would probably die.
Dude, answer the vaccine. Okay, you know, you get to not take the vaccine, but I'm forced to because I'm healthy. Woo-woo, I'm sorry that you're sickly. Okay, let's go on to the next thing. Hey, answer the vaccine injury compensation fund.
Did I not say that there are people with immunodeficiencies?
Okay, and so,
do not realize that they have immunodeficiencies until they are vaccinated.
Okay, so for those parents of those sick children, is that fair that their children were forced to get a vaccine for them to go to school and that on the inserts that they were told that it was safe, but then their son got injured and then they got money instead of having a healthy son? Would you rather have a healthy child or money?
Sometimes.
Jordan, would you rather have a healthy son
Hold
or
on.
Money?
We do have to let him actually answer your question.
Sometimes the problem with your line of reasoning is that you are thinking that they are forcing every single person to get every single vaccine. Every
you can't go
time.
To school without a vaccine, dumbass.
Sorry?
Hold on,
yeah, Alex. You can't go to school without a vaccine, right. bro.
True. You can go to school.
Gotta let him answer, okay. Alex.
I'm a little flabbergasted right now. I'm just trying to collect my thoughts. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous, nerve-wracking, but it's all right. The issue with Alex's line of reasoning person who has been injured by vaccines is somehow more important than the lives of the hundreds of millions of people which have been saved by vaccines. He is trying to stick to this vaccine injury fund, which I've already explained away. I've already told him where most of those vaccines injuries come from. What I want to know is if vaccines are ineffective, if you agreed to the sentiment that they do not work, which I can show you the video, I have it pulled up on my other screen, where Lorraine Day says they don't work and you say, yeah, they don't work, then where did smallpox go? That's what I want you to answer, Conspiracy Cats. Where did smallpox go?
All right, Conspiracy
Castle, not Conspiracy
Sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
I was just
Alex.
Watching his video earlier.
No worries. I think I unmuted you, so you might...
myself. Okay, yeah, sorry. No, Jordan, you know, everything is really cute, dude, but let me tell you something. You're telling me smallpox, chicken pox. The thing is, it's called herd immunity, and over time, we get immunity to these things. So it's not a vaccine that healed it. That's common sense, bro. And like, you keep on asking for proof. You can't tell me that you're not forced to get a vaccine to go to school. If you go to homeschool, you don't have to get a vaccine, but if you go to public school, you're mandatory to get a vaccine.
I went to public school and I was not vaccinated. You're debunked.
Well, I didn't know you're all sick. See, I'm healthy. So if you're
healthy, you don't have to.
See, I'm saying so I'm not debunked. That just proves that you're a hypocrite because you didn't have to take it, but yet I was forced to because you're too
sick.
It shouldn't be forced. You admit it. So do you see the difference? Is you're all the right. one that's a hypocrite because you didn't Thanks, even take I... the vaccine, yet I did and didn't want to, and you didn't because you're too sickly and you're blaming me.
I think we got the point. It sounds like it's kind of the same argument. So go ahead, Jordan.
You're just repeating yourself at this point, Alex. It's not that I was an exception. It's that I cannot, like you're saying, you didn't have to take it. No, I didn't not have to take it. I could not take it because I could experience adverse health effects. I could well, be
I could experience adverse health effects.
Just let him finish.
All right. I'm sorry. There was another point, but he cut me off and I lost my train of thought. Pretty much what I was saying was, if you think that I am some sort of special exception, you're wrong. I am the reason that herd immunity is important. If there were suddenly a measles outbreak and every single person around me got it, I would die. If you were around, you could be surrounded by a million people with measles. You wouldn't have a problem.
Let me get out.
I look like I'm crying, bud.
No, but it's just funny that you're saying because you didn't have to take the vaccine. Why should I force
That was the other point.
I'm just saying I shouldn't have to be forced to take it because you don't have to. So just because I don't want the needle in my arm, just because it hurts my arm for 2 seconds to have it in there, that should be enough reason. Any reason should be enough not to have to take it to go to school. Yeah, so, you don't have to because you're too sickly. So it's just you are being a hypocrite, dude. And it's not my fault. You can sit here and complain that if you get measles, you'll die. My life is at risk
when other people do not get vaccinated. Your life is not at risk by getting a tiny little pinprick in your arm. If you're too much of a bitch to handle that, I'm sorry about that.
You're too much of a bitch to take a vaccine, bud. You can't even take a vaccine.
All right, we can.
You said, listen, you fucking bitch. Right.
So hold on 1 second, gentlemen, just to restore order to the court. So thank you both. We are going to Alex is having a good time with her. Oh boy, he's a grade A troll. All right, so what we are going to do is we're going to kick it over to Jordan. We'll give you a chance to respond, and so we'll give you about 2 or 3 minutes, then we'll give it back to Alex. And I would say, folks, I'd get your questions in now. I have a feeling the Q&A is coming up in not too long, as we will kick it back over to Jordan.
All right. So, and the other topic I wanted to touch on was he talked about herd immunity and how the reason that smallpox disappeared was because of herd immunity. I don't think he understands how herd immunity works. You see, and I don't think he understands exactly how contagious smallpox was. You could leave a smallpox infected blanket on the side of the road for a week, come back and pick it up, and you touch it and you could get that virus. Smallpox was one of, if not the most contagious disease that humans have ever experienced, and it's gone. The reason for that is vaccinations. If Alex wants to assert any other reasoning for the disappearance of polio, he can present that evidence. Until then, the evidence, vaccine stand. That's pretty much it.
Thanks so much. Gonna unmute you, Alex.
I can do a little share my screen. This is a Time article about whistleblower. So this answers your question right here. Whistleblower claims CDC, can you see this? CDC covered up data showing, this is Time. So if you haven't noticed, there's a war going on between those who believe the health benefits of vaccines, they can prevent deadly infectious diseases such as measles and polios, and those that believe that the immunizations do more harm than good. Now, one of the authors of a 2004 government study that found similar vaccination rates among children with and without autism says the study omitted some important data. And so this data, you know, just from the CDC proves it. Link. So here's your proof right here, just so you know.
You putting that link in the Zoom chat?
Yeah, here. Hold on. So we have, I mean, the CDC, we know that they're covering up for the autism vaccine link. So, I mean, I don't know. What was your question again? Now I even forget what your question was.
So that's what I was going to mention. You seem to have just moved completely on from me asking you to show the evidence that herd immunity was the reason for the disappearance of smallpox.
Oh, this is it, because I got the wrong thing. This is it. Hold on, because I'm showing you the wrong thing.
Google ad hominem.
This is it. I know. I looked it up because I want to make sure it's right.
Because they didn't even spell it right.
The reason I said ad hominem is because you're comparing something that was different than the argument. So I actually wasn't that wrong. I just, instead of comparing me, you were comparing a different topic. So actually, I wasn't wrong with the ad hominem. But okay, cancer simian virus. The way I use it, I was actually fine. So cancer simian virus, the polio vaccine. So this is on the Wayback Machine from if you can see this, is from the CDC's website. So this says SV40 is a virus found in some species of monkey. The SV40 was discovered in 1960. Soon afterward, the virus was found in the polio vaccine. Can you see that where it says polio vaccine? So this is from the, so more than 98 million Americans received one or more doses of the polio vaccine from 1955 to 1963 when a proportion of vaccine was contaminated with SV40. It has been estimated that 10 to 30 million Americans could have received the SV40 contaminated dose of vaccine. The SV40 virus has been found in certain types of cancer in humans, but it has not been determined that SV40 causes these cancers. It's just, you know, in all the humans that got it. The majority of the scientific evidence suggests that SV40 contaminated vaccine did not cause cause cancer. However, some research results are conflicting. More studies. So they have, this is the CDC predicting, polio vaccines being used today do not contain SV40. All the current evidence indicates that polio vaccines have been free of SV40 since 1963. So you could argue that the polio vaccine has actually hurt more people than helped. And this is from the CDC's Wayback Machine. So here's your proof right here.
Okay.
So it didn't eradicate polio. It got actually a bunch of people sick with SV40.
Okay, look, this is just completely bullshit, all right? I'd actually like you to keep that up on the screen, James.
It's not bullshit. It's not. It's from the Wayback Machine. It's not bullshit. I mean, you can say whatever you want. They injured people with that.
Sounds like, Jordan, do you want to see it? I'd like you to put that
back up if you could.
You can see it. I'll pull it up. I'll put it back up. What would you like to see?
I'm sorry, I'm just you're changing sizes and I'm losing my focus.
The CDC admits that, you know, this is their vaccine that healed everybody. Yeah, right, bro.
So where on this study, on this page, does it say that this caused any disease in anybody ever?
Say that again?
Where does it say on this page that the cancer simian virus 40 contaminated vaccines caused any adverse health effects ever?
Well, dude, are you kidding? They had to take this. Some evidence suggested the receipt of the polio vaccine may increase the risk of cancer, bro.
However, dude, the majority of
you... These are studies.
...who receive SV40 contaminated polio vaccines with... compared to those who do not, have shown no cause relationship between receipt of SV40 contaminated polio vaccines.
This is from their own thing. This is from the CDC covering up this, but even the CDC says in the 1950s, these monkey kidney cells, they admitted that they poisoned people, but they have to use media spin. Let me finish this. Let me answer this question. They admitted that they poisoned people, so they have to use media spin to cover it up. Do you think Big Pharma is going to admit that they got a bunch of people sick?
Okay, we got one question. We got your question. Let's give Jordan a chance.
So right here shows exactly the problem with Conspiracy Castle's entire research plan. He pointed out a few different lines of text on this. However, he sped past every single line of text on here that said anything about scientific studies. And instead of actually addressing those scientific studies, he would rather talk about a conspiracy where the CDC and Big Pharma are covering up the real studies. Yeah, more studies are needed. Does that mean that people were harmed? No, that just means that more study is needed. We can't hear you, you triggered fuck.
We've got Alex.
It's conflicting. Okay, it says conflicting studies, dude. So you think they're going to put the studies that conflict the official CDC? You're right.
We would not put the studies that go against the scientific consensus, because if there is a study that goes against the scientific consensus, it's most likely wrong.
So you're telling me, answer this question, has the CDC never made a mistake or never covered up for anything bad that they did? Because before the vaccine injury fund, you know, there's a lot of kids that got injured and didn't get paid. So was that okay before the injury fund? Was it okay that the CDC said it was safe, all the kids that got injured and didn't get any money? Was that okay?
It is a tragedy that some of these kids let me finish what I'm talking. It is a tragedy that some of these kids were injured by vaccines. Yes, but you know what would be a way bigger tragedy? If 30% of children died because of... What was my 30%? I'm sorry. It's whatever. The bigger tragedy would be tens of thousands of children a year being put into iron lungs and being crippled by polio.
The polio vaccine didn't eradicate polio, dude.
Vaccines did. Then where's polio?
Dude, it's a herd immunity. That's not. A lot more people got sick from the polio vaccine.
Listen,
more people got sick from the polio vaccine.
Everybody
admitted that over 90 million people got the polio vaccine.
We're going to kick in. Gentlemen, we're going to kick into 2-minute intervals. So I'll give Alex a chance to respond. Then we'll come back to you, Jordan. Go ahead, Alex.
I mean,
even the CDC admits that 90 million people got poisoned with the polio vaccine. We're talking about the polio vaccine that is so old that we admit that people got injured. You can't admit that people got injured. That's insane. So these vaccines, people get injured. They shouldn't be mandatory. If you have the freedom to go take a vaccine, I give you that God-given right, but I shouldn't be forced to. My child shouldn't have to get that vaccine to go to school. So you're telling me that it eradicated polio, but yet I have conflicting data that says that 90 million people got stricken with a cancer-causing virus, with conflicting reports in the CDC. And I believe that the CDC is crooked because I believe that they don't care about our best interest. But you're the real conspiracy theorist because you believe that the CDC is all good and that they tell the truth and that they wouldn't lie and that they have our best interest. And that's fine. But I just think the opposite. So on that, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on the polio vaccine being healthy. But if you think the polio vaccine eradicated everything, you're insane. And the problem is in these vaccines, it's the preservative, it's the mercury. It's not oftentimes what is in the vaccine that actually makes the person sick. So it's the blanket statement that if they didn't have to have the vaccine injury fund, then vaccines would be safe, but they're not safe. So that's why ipso facto, they have to have the vaccine injury fund. And I still haven't understand why you just say it's a tragedy for kids that forced to be injured. But would you rather have money, or this is my question, would you rather have money from the vaccine injury fund, or would you rather have a healthy child?
It's been 2 minutes, we'll kick it over.
Let me answer your question with another question. Would you rather have a dead child or a living child? Because as I showed, the infant mortality rate has decreased from 40% in the 1900s to 2.9% today. How many children's lives have been saved by vaccines? And how many unfortunate tragedies have happened from kids who could not get the vaccine safely? The numbers just don't lie.
Show them to me.
I am talking.
Yeah, Alex.
Zip it. The main point that I'm getting to, and I didn't even get to touch on herd immunity because James apparently gave you the floor when I was speaking before he cut me off. But anyway, herd immunity only works when everybody is immune. If you catch something, you become immune once you fight it off. If nobody has a disease, then if nobody has gotten a disease, then everybody is susceptible. If somebody hasn't, I don't even know how to word this because I'm sorry, James. I'm just
wheels off, dude. You lost. Your wheels off, bro. You can't even word it. You admit it.
Just ignore it.
No, I didn't admit anything. You fucking okay.
Wheels off, bud. You're off the track.
I'm just gonna get it back. I'm just gonna step right back to the beginning, and just ask Conspiracy Castle where polio went. Because he tried to say that polio wasn't eradicated because there was simian cancer virus found in the polio vaccines, but that actually doesn't say anything about polio not being eradicated. Has it been eradicated or has it not been? Has smallpox been eradicated?
It's not based on that. It's not because of the vaccine is why it got eradicated.
And then present that evidence.
Well, you present evidence that it was the vaccine. Where's your evidence that it was the vaccine? You can't present that either. So if so,
all right, I will present that evidence.
Okay, present it.
Polio rates before Africa. I mean, polio rates before the vaccine. Here, polio rates after the vaccine. Way down here.
Dude, where did you get that from? The CDC website? Yeah, sure, bud. Sure. Yeah, they probably gave 90 million
flout
kids a bunch of rubella.
Your conspiracy all you want. Believe that everybody is lying to you all you want, but the science stands. Vaccines are safe.
I'm not a moron. You're the one that's not even healthy enough to get a vaccine. That's why you're the one who gets your teeth all jacked up. See, that's the thing is I'm not a moron.
Go ahead.
You're the one. I'm just saying you're the one that's not physically healthy enough to get a vaccine.
I'm going to have dentures by the time I'm 30, guys. That's very funny.
Oh, for sure. You need them now.
Probably.
100%. That's what I'm saying.
We are going to go into the Q&A pretty soon here. So
can I just 1 second. He wants to address and be like, oh, I'm fighting for the kids who get injured by vaccines. And then here he is making fun of a guy who can't get vaccines because a
of a...
You made fun of me first. You made fun of me first.
When did I make fun of you?
Yeah, you just called me a moron.
You didn't. Yeah, and that, yeah. You called me an idiot.
So because you can't speak because you need dentures, right. I can bring that up in the debate.
Let's go back through and see where this tip
isn't, So what we're going to do is I've got you guys on mute. And so what we're going to do is go into the Q&A. This has been interesting, to say the least. I want to say thanks so much for your questions, folks. I'm going to jump into them right now. And we, if you guys want, namely Jordan and Alex, if you want to, if it's related to the topic, you guys can add extra bits of what you were planning on saying just now in your last few minutes. However, I do want to get to these questions just because I can see the conversation is the wheels are spinning. And so we're going to jump into it right now. Thanks so much for your question. This one comes in from, you guessed it, none other than Carl Sagan. Not the Carl Sagan, but thanks so much, Carl Sagan says, oh, they sent a super sticker. So appreciate that support. And thanks so much for your super chat. This is from Flat Earth News. I guess this is one of your buddies, Alex. They say, official sources have already called Conspiracy Castle the winner of this debate. Thanks so much. Next up, I think it was Killian Holland. That's right. Pronounced it correctly. Thank you. Says, Del Bigtree, ha ha ha, the biggest Muppet in history. I don't know what that means. But C4, thanks for your question, said, oh my gosh, CC, you're a moron. Please provide any evidence for anything that you just said. You can't, because you're full of crap.
I disagree. But the Del Bigtree was the guy that created Vax, which is like this really popular documentary. I really suggested everybody go watch Vax. It was actually in the Tribeca Film Festival, and they made him take it out before they could be presented with an award. It's a really good documentary, and Del Bigtree is the producer.
Gotcha. And thanks so much for your question. This one comes in from 1888. I'm telling just nothing. If you had a question you wanted to attach to that, let me know. Thanks for your question from Ryan. Says, eating mercury is different than getting it from vaccines. Mercury in vaccines bypasses the liver and goes directly into your bloodstream and brain.
There's no healthy amount of mercury. I don't know why these guys are defending mercury. Yeah, well, evidence is there's no healthy amount. That's my
evidence. Isn't that evidence? Thank you. You can say that all you want.
It's not healthy, dude. Mercury is toxic. Mercury's
gentlemen,
toxic.
Helianthus, thanks for your question, said Jordan. In the case of carcinogens, the dose does not, quote, make the poison, unquote. You're conflating acute toxicity with general harm.
And that's true. That's I could have gotten into acute toxicity and stuff like that, but I wanted to keep this debate as layman as I possibly could. The issue with toxicology is that everything affects the body differently. There's no one singular poison. There's no one singular thing that causes.
You just lost the debate.
You have to let him finish.
Like, there are classes of poison. There are classes of things that cause harm. That's why there are carcinogens and stuff like that. So, yeah, I could have gotten into the more complex issues. I probably should have, but I was happy with my performance.
Gotcha. Thanks so much.
I want to answer this. I'd like to rebuttal. I just want to say, you say there's no one singular thing that can be used for everyone. You just admitted, what is a vaccine? It's a one singular thing used for everyone. You just lost the debate, Jordan. You just lost.
We're going to give Jordan a chance to respond, then we got to go to the next question.
The thing is, I was talking about poisons which affect the body in multiple different ways. A vaccine protects against one certain virus.
No, you thanks so much. Next up, I got to go with the next question from Ryan. Says, Dr. Mike Yeadon, former chief scientific officer and VP of Pfizer, says that COVID-19 is a scam and the experimental mRNA vaccines aren't safe.
He's right.
Okay.
That guy asking the question is 100% right. God bless
you. General Balzac, thank you for your question. They said, is there a conspiracy you don't believe in, Alex?
I believe a lot of them, I'll tell you that much. We're living in a lot of lies. There's a lot
but
of
But I'm the conspiracy lies. Theorist, right?
Next
yeah, you're
up,
the one. Yeah, no, right. Let me answer that. You're the conspiracy right, theorist right. Because you
C4,
don't know. Let me answer this. Answer
next
this.
Up. They have one for you, Alex. You've got a fan out there. They say, Alex, your father should have worn protection. Next, Astro Hutchins. Thank you for your questions. I didn't see a question, but thank you. Let me know if you had one you wanted to attach to that. And C4, thanks for your super chat, said, you got this, Jordan. Hold his feet to the fire.
I tried to. I mean,
you lost. You admit that one singular thing doesn't work for everybody. You lost, Jordan. You lost.
Yeah.
Okay, bud.
Next
okay,
up.
You don't understand vaccines. You lost.
You lost.
Boaz Manyara, thanks for your question, said, if vaccines did work and caused autism, would that even be a bad thing? Is mental illness worse than death?
And that's something I wanted to talk on too, because there is no price you wouldn't pay to have a living child. There is no price you wouldn't pay for your child to grow to adulthood. So the fact that you're trying to say that it to subject your children to the smallest chance of contracting a deadly virus because you are skeptical that there may be some adverse health effects that aren't shown in any scientific paper everywhere is frankly just, it's baffling.
But let me repeat that. Let me answer it.
Second, given that this super chat was targeting you, Alex, we'll give you the last word, and then we got to go to the next question.
So you just say there's no proof that anybody's been injured by vaccines. Why do they have the Vaccine Injury Protection Fund, dude? You lost, dude. That is what you said. Yes, dude.
Appreciate your question. This one is from WL Fudge. Says, CC, have you ever ate fish? Fish contain mercury. And are you dead? Also, you are a happy fish. And they say, no offense, that it was a South Park reference.
I've had fish before. There's no safe amount of mercury. Mercury's toxic. I don't believe there's any safe amount, personally. But I'm a vegetarian. I don't even eat
evidence, if you'd like.
Gotcha. Thank you. Killian Holland, thanks for your super chat, said, yeah, James, you got it right. I love you. Appreciate that. Killian, I just appreciate it. And Lily Aja, thanks for your question, said, we love you. Jordan, Alex is deeply insecure.
False.
Gotcha. And next up, thanks for your question from Joelle Lynn, who said, with the childhood vaccine schedule of 80 plus shots now, what about accumulative amounts of mercury?
And the thing is, with childhood vaccination, thimerosal has actually been removed from all childhood vaccinations. So for her to say that the accumulative amount of mercury in childhood vaccinations is just completely wrong. There is no thimerosal in childhood vaccinations these days.
That's false. There is some. Yes, there is. It's used as a preservative, dude. Yes,
it's used in flu shots.
Yeah, and they use it in the flu, and they give babies flu schedules. The babies are on the flu shot schedule, dude.
Yeah, but that wouldn't.
So they take mercury, dude.
Would that count?
You lose this. So they take mercury
towards the entire.
Dude, you just you just debunked yourself, bro.
No.
You can debunk yourself all night.
We do have
you
to get Jordan.
You don't
this
understand.
Super chat is targeting Jordan, so we do have to give him the last word, and then we got to go to the next question.
Thimerosal was removed from childhood vaccinations in 2001. This is a common known fact. So,
but it's in the flu vaccine that they give the child.
Shut up, Alex.
Give him the last word.
The 80 plus vaccinations that she references, none of them contain thimerosal, unless some kids are getting flu shots, which do contain thimerosal, but would not count towards the cumulative effect from childhood vaccinations, because there is no cumulative effect from childhood vaccinations.
Gotcha. And thanks so much. Want to remind you, folks, our guests are linked in the description. We hope you feel welcome here no matter what walk of life you're from. We do have more questions coming up, but we are very glad to have you here. And I almost forgot to say it.
Welcome to the show. It's Friday.
It's Friday night, so I hope you're having a great Friday. Very excited and a great mood, a tremendous mood. And thanks for your question. This one comes in from Stripper Liquor, says, Jordan is well prepared with a good presentation.
Well, thanks.
Next, thanks for your question. This one comes in from Clean Sweep, says, can you describe the difference between the concepts of safe and effective?
That for me?
I'm not sure.
I would assume so. Yeah, well, I don't believe that vaccines, if they're safe and effective, they would have to have a vaccine injury fund, and so that they're not safe and effective because people get injured. And there's the proof is the $4.2 billion that they've paid in settlements to all the injured people from these vaccines that they're forced to get in order to go to public school. So that ipso facto proves my point.
Gotcha.
So you just didn't answer the question. Okay.
Next, thanks for your question. This one comes in from Random Pandora Scarbear, says, what happens if you spill the vaccine on the ground?
Can't cry over spilled vaccine. I'd be celebrating. That's good. We need to spill them all on the ground. We don't need them. We weren't born with them. Our parents didn't take all these vaccines. They took very little vaccines. The amount that they're taking now and the correlation of kids that are children that are autism. Do you admit, Jordan, that more kids are born with autism today than they were in the past?
I did, if I can get a minute to touch on this, because I did want to touch on autism rates earlier. I'd never got the chance to. Vaccines and autism have shown no credible link. There is a correlation in the rise of vaccine and the rise of autism, but no causation. The reason that we are finding more kids with autism is because what we consider to be autism is becoming wider and wider. Notice you are finding less kids with the medical condition mental retardation and more children with the mental condition autism. It's because we have widened the autism spectrum. More kids are shown to be on the autism spectrum, and that's definitely...
That's provably false, because they can actually diagnose what kind of autism with your nonverbal, verbal autism. So there's actually different types of autism to mental retardation, and the autism rates have gone up. You can look that up. You're going to have to take my word for it. But if you're blaming it because now that they have more ways to dissect autism, you're wrong. They've always had an autism spectrum. The amount of autism is going up, dude. And you know that in your heart, Jordan, that it's going up.
Since the question was to Jordan, Jordan will give you
Alex.
Hold on, Jordan. I'll give you about 20 seconds, then we must go to the next question.
I just wanted to say that it is definitely the fact that what we consider to be autism is on a wider spectrum than it used to be. You can look this up. This isn't bullshit. You can actually read on this as much as you want. Autism is way wider of a spectrum than we originally considered it to be.
Gotcha. Next.
Yeah, but you admitted
Alex,
that the study
says
it. You
have to go to the next one. This one comes in from, in fact, it's for you, Alex. He said, C4 says, conspiracy Kessel is definitely a virgin. No woman would put up with his anger and lack of intelligence.
That's a fact. I'm a virgin. I'm ready to lose it. Virgin for life, dude. The first lady that gets this pony show is going to love it. This clean wiener. It's going to be the cleanest penis in the South.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for that. That's just really glad you shared that. And next up, thanks
for my virginity. We got to talk about it.
Thanks for your super chat. From Killian says, conspiracy snowflake shows one scientific study linking autism to vaccines. You lose, trigger me, Timbers.
No, I showed the Time article of the vaccine whistleblower that says you're going to say that correlation doesn't equal causation, but there is definitely a correlation with vaccines and the rise of autism. And this whistleblower that got literally shunned, gotten all this federal persecution, can't even come out against the CDC because of non-disclosure agreement. So this whistleblower is not protected by the Whistleblower Protection Act that Obama put in. So I'm telling you guys, there are evil things at play, and the link, the causation and correlation equals vaccines to autism, no doubt.
Can I just respond to that for two seconds? There's also a correlation between coronavirus hotspots and the amount of McDonald's in an area. Correlation does not equal causation. If you want to hold on,
I didn't say it did.
If you want to hold on to the correlation, you're more than welcome to. But
so you admit that the data correlates. No, let me say this, James. You admit that the data correlates that vaccines and autism are linked. So do you admit that? I do not admit that it shows that they're linked. I admit that there shows a correlation, but correlation does not equal causation.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to admit the correlation.
We must go on, gentlemen. Thanks so much for your question. This one comes in from Samuel Lilleholm. Says, question for Jay, shouldn't we keep those who are sick safe while letting everything continue on as normal? 80-year-old with hip replacement can't go water skiing. Bummer, but to cap individualism. Does anyone understand what does that mean?
I think what he was trying to get at was, if you're scared of getting autism, I mean, if you're scared of getting injured from vaccines or getting any adverse health effects from vaccines, too bad. They protect millions of people every single year. Literally, millions of people would be dead.
Well, that's not free. That's not free. I live in a free country. Too bad doesn't work for me. I'm protected, you know, by my First Amendment
right. Too bad. Cry about it.
So I'm protected. I'm in a free country.
Cry about it.
You're the one that has to cry. You can't take a vaccine. You're not healthy enough for one. So you don't even have to.
We have a question.
You're debating something you're not healthy enough to take.
All right, Alexander. Next, we have a question from Dave Hill, who says, maybe ask Alex how many tomatoes is a safe dose of mercury.
There's no safe amount of mercury. Mercury's toxic.
Gotcha. Present that evidence.
And thanks for your question. Let's see. I am keeping an eye out for new questions. I think we've gotten to the bottom of the question list. This doesn't happen often. This is excellent. Clean Sweep says, let's see if you can put it in the form of a question. I think it's just making fun of Alex's appearance, which I understand. I sympathize. But yeah, so let's see. I want to say thanks so much, folks, for hanging out with us. It has been a true pleasure. I know that a lot of you are very triggered by this topic. You're probably triggered by a lot of topics we have. You're probably, even the people that we host. This, as I mentioned, it's not your grandma's debate channel, folks. It is going to trigger you at some point or another. Don't worry. It's going to make you stronger. It's good for you. You'll like it. Don't worry. C4, thanks for your question, says, CC, dude, seriously, man, put this crap behind you. Go on a date. Go have some fun in life. Live a life for crying out loud.
Well, I live a life. I go on a lot of dates. I'm not saying I can do it. I do the hibbity-dibbity quite a bit.
Gosh.
Once in a while, I get lucky. Okay. A blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. This is entertainment purposes.
Nasty guy. Sure. All right. So thanks so much for that. We appreciate you folks. Want to say thanks so much for your questions. We appreciate that you enjoy coming by to get triggered. It's always fun. We have another question from Astro Hutchins. It says, Jordan, you have never been vaccinated, but we all should. To keep you safe, my question is, why do you vape if you have medical issues?
And that's actually something that it used to not be vaping. It used to be 2 packs a day. And my doctor actually sat me down and told me, like, look, if you don't stop smoking cigarettes, you're probably going to be dead by the time you turn 40. And I don't want to die by the time I turn 40. So I'm trying to wean myself off of vaping. I've completely stopped cigarettes. I haven't had a cigarette in over a year and a half now. So
that vaping's not good for your dentures, though. It's not good for your oral health.
It's not good for anything.
It's gonna cause it. Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. Thanks so much. This is a question from Convict Games. Asks, why has the measles hit the J community in New York so hard?
Yeah, but the measles have the typical symptoms of the flu. People aren't dying of the measles. Nobody's died of the measles. Who's died of the measles?
There's
no measles deaths, dude. It's like the coronavirus. What do you get? A respiratory infection? You cough a little bit? Ooh, big deal. It's not that serious, bro.
Gotcha. Thanks for your question. Killian Holland says, there's more aluminum in breast milk than in vaccines.
Maybe in her robot titties. I don't know. In all vaccines? You're telling me her titties have more aluminum than all vaccines combined? No. There's more aluminum in vaccines than her little titty.
I think Killian's a male name, but we can ask
him. Well, then even less, and he would have even less mercury in his breath.
No. WL Fudge says, love you, James. Been watching for a year and a half. First time I've ever made it live. Well, W.L. Fudge, we're so sad. We're so glad. Sorry, it was a long day. To have you here, that really does mean a lot. We're glad to have you here watching live. That means a lot. And then let's see. Let's see. Perger1 is quite triggered. Says, why are anti-vaxxers even allowed to be given any platform? They've been banned everywhere. Well, glad you asked. So our philosophy is, hey, you can always report us to YouTube. That's all right. What we think is that if we're going to be consistent with our philosophy of, namely, being willing to have all these topics on, because frankly, I think that anybody should support this channel. The reason is, you might think, oh, James, I'm so triggered. Oh, I go to triggering it so bad. And you might say it's because we host a controversial topics, let's say Idea X, that you don't like. The trick is, it's like, well, people who listen to Idea X, at least they'll get to hear the other side by tuning into Modern Day Debate. So we're probably exposing people to new ideas rather than them kind of staying in their narrow echo chambers, just hearing their ideas. And so we do think that that is actually a good thing. And that's why we do have, if you guys already forgot, we've got the video from Harvard psychologist Steven Pinker, who talks about why debate is needed more than ever. That's on our own YouTube channel page. That's at the very bottom. Basically, he talks about how debate is a good thing because it helps people, it helps keep people from going down the rabbit hole of these ideologies that we're cautious about. Flat Tony, thanks for your question, said, this channel is where we separate the men from the men. I couldn't agree more, Flat Tony, and all the people who are like, oh, James, I'm so triggered. You platform this person. You platform this person. Oh.
Beta.
Yes. Very
beta.
Sad. That's right. Thank you. And so.
Hey, James, did you see JLP actually liked some gay porn on his Twitter and had to deactivate his account? Did you see that?
Did he deactivate his account?
Yeah, and then he re-put it up the next day. He had to put it on private, and then he put it back up. Yes. You got to look up Jesse Lee Peterson likes gay porn.
Oh, I saw it.
He didn't deactivate, he made it private. Sorry. But now it's unprivate.
The gay porn? Okay.
No, Jesse Lee Peterson made his profile on Twitter private after he got caught liking gay porn. Yes.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I have no idea what the explanation was. I don't understand why would someone do that on their own like public account that's got a huge following and that has Vosh creeping through your likes, because I think Vosh discovered it. Dave Hill, thanks for your question, said, I appreciate that you provide Wingnuts a forum to out themselves and make their lunacy plain. Appreciate that, Dave. Really do. And yeah, I appreciate, who is it? I just saw somebody yelling free speech. We couldn't agree more about the value of free speech. Clean Sweep says, all opinions are acceptable. It's healthy and necessary. Then Lily, thanks for that. Lily Aja says, thanks for doing what you do, James. We appreciate you. Thank you. And thanks to the guests. We really do appreciate them. Now, this fellow, W.L. Fudge, they say that there's like some sort of inside joke. They say they want me to call you a gay fish. Is that Alex? Is this, do you watch, what is it called? South Park? I guess it's a South Park joke.
I like South Park. I don't know. I mean, I'll be a gay fish. I don't care.
It's a parody South Park did of a Kanye West song. And it was a joke. Do you like fish sticks? Yeah. Well, then I guess you're a gay fish. And it was a whole thing. This is like 2008 South Park. So
that's kind of an obscure reference, but I'll take it. I like obscure. Gay fish. I don't eat fish anymore. I stopped eating meat, but and fish.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah, I don't eat any meat. I'm plant-based, dude. It's great.
Whoa. You are so woke, man.
I am woke, dude. I am a little woke. Because we all need to wake up a little bit. Because Jordan's more woke than he acts. He knows vaccines are bad. That's why he didn't take any. That's why you didn't take any, because you know they're bad. And I like you, Jordan. I enjoyed with you. I really got no beef with you. You're a really pleasure to debate. I actually do like you. I'm sorry for the personal insults. That was low of me.
I just want to, before I feel like this may be one of my last chances to actually get this out there, just I have no problem with most people that I discuss with, but I this is an issue that's very near and dear to my heart. I am honestly terrified sometimes when I think, like, all it would take is one person with one disease that they don't know they have it, they don't know they're a carrier, and I could be dead within a week. It's terrifying. It's, and I don't know why people would want to put their own personal fears over the scientific evidence and the fact that there are people like me who are super vulnerable that you should want to protect.
I agree that you are vulnerable, but you'd have to admit that if you go out and you drove your car every single day when you go on the road, you take a risk, you know, and that you're probably more likely to die in a car accident than you are to die of some random disease. So every single day when you go out, you make a decision, hey, I'm going to take some calculated risks. And I understand you're more susceptible and I don't want you to get sick, Jordan. That's the last thing I want. But at some point, you have to realize we're going to trade our freedom for safety. And that's my number one thing. That's what I value more than anything. I value my freedom over safety. I get that you want to be safe, but the thing is, I don't want to be safe. I want my freedom. I don't want you to encroach and take away some of my rights to protect you. And I understand that might sound unfair and that might sound selfish, but that's just me protecting myself. And I don't want you to get sick, bud. And I get it that vaccines, you know, you think they do protect you, but you have to remember every single day that we go out on the street, we take calculated risks. I've had friends of mine die at a young age. People that were way healthy got a car accident, had people with drug overdoses. You never know when your time is up. So when you live in that fear, you're constantly worried about what could happen, you're creating a false projection of a negative reality. And if you change that mindset and you think positive, I think a lot of your mindset, you know, and your fear of being sick or catching a disease will go away, because once you stop living in fear, everything changes.
I'm going to give, just because it's about his own personal life, I'm going to give Jordan the last word on this, and then I'm going to read the next question that came in.
The thing is, he's right when he says we take a risk every time we step out of our house. That is true, but the risk is substantially lower because of vaccines. The fact that instead of nearly half of all children dying in the 1900s to less than 2.9% dying today, there's no debate.
Next. Thank you for your question. C4 says, CC, how many people died from measles worldwide in 2018? You'll get the answer wrong because you're a lowlife.
Whoa. Wow. How many died? What is it? How many people died of measles in 2018? Let's see. It'd be like four people or something. Oh, measles were bad in 2018. It was a bad year. It's the worst year ever. And oh my gosh, it says 140,000 people died of measles. That's bullshit from the WHO. I don't believe that.
Next up, Killian Holland, appreciate it, says, James has the best laugh on the internet. That's really funny. I wish it were true. But it's Lydia from Timcast IRL who has the best laugh, for the record. Thank you for your... Yes, another person triggered in the chat. Oh, James, you can't platform this. Oh, I'm so triggered. The batch. Don't harass them though, for real. I'm teasing them, and you know, like, but seriously, I don't want our chat to be like nasty to, you know, people who disagree. Like, you know, if you want to be playful teasing, that's okay, because that's what I'm trying to do. But I don't. Please don't like actually be, you know, mean to people for disagreeing. We welcome our critics, and there's nothing more flattering than having our own critics in the chat. There are so many people who sometimes they're even like, oh, James, you can't platform that person. You can't platform that topic. Oh, I'm unsubscribing. Oh, and I'm like, okay. Like, and then they show up in chat, and I'm like, oh, okay. I thought you were unsubscribing. They think I care about
they
the numbers.
They don't unsubscribe. When they say unsubscribe, James, they're not unsubscribing from you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I doubt it. Because, like I said, so many of them, I see them in chat. And I'm like, why? I thought you were leaving. So, yeah, let's see. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Jordan.
I was just saying, I used to watch you a lot, and I stopped watching you live for a minute because Nathan Thompson being a moderator, I mean, I'm not one to tell you how to run your channel, but
yes, well, we will let anybody be a moderator. We want to have an eclectic base of people. Now, I think I removed it from, hold on a second, I'm not finished. Is that I did remove it from Nathan because he was saying stuff to people, or is like, we do actually hold our mods to a standard where we're like, hey, we do want mods to be friendly. And so we're pretty strict. Like now it's like somebody, I think the other day, called someone a bonehead, and I was like, hey, you better take your mod away. But yeah, otherwise, like Flat Earther, I mean, maybe even Alex. I don't know if he'd go that far, but we're basically willing to let anybody be a moderator regardless of their views.
Maybe me.
Well, I mean, let's not go nuts. I don't know if we're going to have Alex.
No, don't give me the moderation tool. That's too far. No, I agree. Don't give me.
Oh, this is an interesting objection. I can't help it. This is their first time here live, and I'm like, ooh, juicy. They say, WL Fudge, thanks for your question, says, parents aren't forced to get their kids vaccinated unless they want their kids to attend public school. So there is no freedom taken away, Alex.
I said that earlier. I said, kids, if you're homeschooled, you don't have to get it. But the homeschooling, you shouldn't have to homeschool your kid. You shouldn't be forced to take a vaccine if you want to go to public school, because Jordan didn't have to take that vaccine.
Because I have a medical condition which prevents me from being able to safely take a vaccine. Well,
my medical condition should be that I don't even want to risk going into the vaccine. Yeah. I don't want to take any risk to go into the vaccine injury protection program. So I don't want to take the risk and get
it. If you don't have a medical condition,
medical condition is having a brain and not putting aborted fetal cells in my body. That's my condition.
Yeah. You don't know how vaccines work. We understand.
No, I do. It's aborted fetal cells are in there that they culture them off of. And you said that they used just a baby in the 60s, dude. They still, these companies still use a new baby to test these vaccines on every single
day. Present that evidence.
They use aborted fetal cells all the time. There's companies for sure that continue to use aborted fetal cells in their testing. That's a fact.
Embryonic fibroblast cells obtained in the 60s, yes.
No, there's still people using culture from aborted fetuses today. There's people from Planned Parenthood admitting that they sell those parts. So yes, there are people
that present evidence.
Okay, well then I'll send it to you. I'll send it a link. That is a fact, dude. That's a fact.
You got it. And want to say thanks so much, everybody, for watching. I think that's it for the questions. Hey, we're at 99 likes. Oh, like somebody put us over the top, please. I'm begging you. Okay, Clean Sweep says, question for Alex: do you think vaccination has in any way contributed to the overall health and well-being of the world?
Not for all the autistic children that it injured. So no, I mean, personally, if one autistic kid, it's like this, like I'm anti-death penalty, because if one innocent person gets the death penalty, then you shouldn't have the death penalty, because one innocent person died from it. So if one innocent person dies from vaccine, we shouldn't have vaccines, because nobody should have to die in order to protect other people like that, unfairly, in my opinion.
Gotcha. And oh, this is juicy. This happens in chat once in a while, and I'm curious. I don't know if it's just a computer that does it. I doubt somebody from like Google is actually watching this stream as we're talking, but Jonathan Kelso or Celso, I don't even know what they said. All it says is that immediately after their chat, it says, message deleted by Google moderator team. I'm wondering, I'm like, what did Jonathan say? It was that bad? I mean, our chat's pretty bad. So it must have been really bad. But Spurg Lettuce, thank you.
It was really bad. It was really bad.
Did you see it?
No, but I'm saying if Google automatically censored it, yeah, it's probably that.
Now, we do have this one came in from Spurg Lettuce. Thanks for your super chat. Now, so Jonathan Celso Kelso, now he's saying test, and I'm curious, Jonathan, what did you say that was so bad that Google moderator team deleted you? Do you hear us, Jonathan? Are you out there still? I'm
Something
curious.
Weird is going on with that guy. Something's weird about that guy's account.
Yeah, maybe what if he's one of the Google people? And but yes, we don't want hate speech. That is a rule that we've always had. And so I know you guys probably think we're bad. Like we're not. We never allow hate speech. Now, once in a while, like if there's like a blitz from the sometimes the those alt-right fellows, they want to blitz the chat, and they try to like a billion of them show up at once and just post garbage. And sometimes our moderators it's, you know, it's going so fast that they're doing their best, but we always try our best to delete everything. And then Lily Aja says, sometimes the Google moderator team glitches out and deletes a totally harmless comment also. That's interesting. Now here, Jonathan Kelso, here he is. He says, no, it wasn't. It deleted the second I hit send. Huh. Jonathan, were you using a slur? Uh-oh, the batch is angry. Let's see. Here he goes. It's more. The batch is triggered. But, you know, there's nothing more, like I said, there's nothing more flattered. You know that things are going well when not only do you have the loyal people, the positive people, the happy people that enjoy the show, they're showing up. But you also have your critics. They just can't turn. They can't leave. They're like, oh, I can't get enough of it. Oh, the batch is just getting his jollies. He likes it here. He enjoys it. Not like that, you guys, you sickos. But yes, we even have Tioga in the chat. I mean, we always, you have to look out for her, folks. I have to warn you about her. Stay, you know, steer clear of her. You have to be careful. Now, Jonathan Kelso says, I asked if herd immunity was covered yet. You know how the 95% who are vaxxed protect the 5% who aren't. You're welcome, Conspiracy Castle. Well, unfortunately, Conspiracy Cat, I don't know if he left or he just turned invisible. He seems like the kind of guy that would maybe, like, have an invisible cloak or at least go searching for one. I don't know. But Stripper Liquor has got some pretty blunt words for the Google mods. Google mods, if you're listening, I have to be honest, folks. I know that people trash YouTube. They don't deserve to be trashed. I mean, we've hosted some controversial stuff. We've never gotten in trouble. We've never gotten the batch. Oh, man, Jord, I've been harassing your friend. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I was trying to put a word in there that he's actually a friend of mine that's been watching. He was kind of against me doing this debate in the first place. But as I said, it's near to my heart. Herd immunity only works if the herd is immune, you know, if the herd loses that immunity, we are at risk to be taken by illnesses which have been pretty much nearly eradicated that nobody worries about anymore.
You got it. By the way, I'm curious. Look at Alex's, look at his dank, what is it, background. Alex, you've got a lot going on there. I mean, in addition to, you've got a bowl of soup.
You shrunk it too small. It's because I had a cooking show today with Sophia Smallstorm. And you shrunk it, so you can't see all the good stuff. You took away all my good stuff. You got the soup in there. That's a little soup. You got Crazy Joe, Joe the Sniffer, Joe the Sniffer Biden. Hey, we got to do a Hunter Biden debate. That needs to be the next one. I can talk about all the Hunter Biden evidence, and you can present how he's not an embarrassment.
Well, one thing we might be able to do is whether or not there's voter fraud would be more juicy and relevant. Hunter Biden's like old news, Alex. Are you like, did you just jump out of a time machine from 3 weeks ago?
The Hunter Biden wiener is going to count. You haven't been on GTV. I got a presentation that is too hot for TV. They got his wieners all over. The mainstream media has not released it. That's a fact. You're about to see. When Biden takes off, it's on GTV. I can show you. I'll send it to you over the email. I'm telling you, there's some sick stuff coming up, and you got to take my word for it.
Gotcha. That's pretty nasty. But want to say thanks so much, everybody, for being here. We appreciate you. We hope you have a great rest of your Friday. Maybe you're already into Saturday. And so thanks so much to our guests, though. They're linked in the description. Want to give a huge thanks to them, as it's been a true pleasure to have both of you gentlemen.
It's a pleasure being here. Thank you, James. Thank you, Jordan. I know we have to agree to disagree. And, you know, you were a great opponent. I definitely think you lost. I know you lost because you agreed to a lot of the things that I agree with. So it was a pleasure, and I hope we can meet again in the future sometime, Jordan.
And all I want to say is that a pigeon will walk over the chessboard and throw the pieces around and act as if he won, but the science is settled. The deniers are wrong. And if you want to come in my channel after this, I have an after show, so pow.
Gotcha.
Well, I won. You lost. Have a good evening, Jordan.
Very juicy. Yes. Now, I want to say thanks so much, everybody. We will be back. I think we're going to be back tomorrow night. As you see in the bottom right of your screen, folks, that should be a juicy one, as we will have Ask Yourself. He will be here with a partner, like a tag team debate partner, not that kind of partner. And they are going to be debating whether or not God exists. So that's going to be epic. And so I want to let you know, we think that'll happen. It depends. We've almost got two theists lined up. And then, oh, by the way, I have to ask, because I've been hearing this, I feel like. Are people now claiming that if you use the name George, I think it's George, Soros, if you talk about Soros, then that's allegedly a dog whistle now? Because I think that's what, like, Soy Brenton has been saying. And I'm like, what? Like that?
Dog whistle to the left or to the right? What do you mean?
Dog whistle to the right.
I know. But so what? To get us triggered? If you say
George? No. I think that they're trying to say it's hate speech, and I'm like, what?
Oh, I can. There are some conspiracy theorists which link George Soros to, you know, the international J cabal.
Well, he is. He has a thing called the Open Society Foundation.
All right, we'll talk about that another time.
But you can debate George Soros. I get into it. I'll tell you all about it. Open Society Foundation.
What Jordan was trying to say is, there are conspiracy theorists like Alex who think that. But yeah, thanks so much, everybody. It's interesting. But thanks so much, everybody.
Bye.
It was a great time. We hope to see you tomorrow. Or if not, we'll be back, I'm confident, next Friday at the latest. And so thanks so much, everybody. Keep sifting out the reasonable from the unreasonable. Take care. And we'll hopefully see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.